Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, when I checked in on the congressional baseball game last night, the Republicans were up 10-2. Apparently, they ended up winning the game 13-2. Republicans over the Democrats in the congressional baseball game. Now, I know it's just a game and it's just all in good fun, and they end up raising money for a good cause at the same time, but somebody has got to edit a highlight reel. Because I wasn't sitting there watching the game. You know, we were enjoying hanging out with some friends and some good folks at an event and had the game on in the background. And it seemed like every time I glanced over at the TV to check the score, the Democrats were dropping the ball again. Yeah, I mean, the shorts, or the guy out in center field, you know, he gets this ball, pop up, fly out into center field. It should have been an easy catch for one of those guys out there in the outfield. I don't know. You know, I haven't played much baseball since I was a kid, but this guy dives for it, and he's like 15 feet away from the ball anyway, but he dives, and his face is just mowing the lawn. I mean, the guy is just eating a whole bunch of grass. And then there were other times where the ball just popped out of their gloves, and it was just so symbolic where the Democrats just were dropping balls left and right, and just so symbolic of the outright failure that party is. And the continued errors they continue to make, you know, standing up for Gavin Newsom and standing up for the rioters in Los Angeles and standing up for the criminal illegal aliens like Kilmore Garcia, standing up against the Trump tax cuts and calling for and voting for the largest tax hike in American history is essentially what the Democrats have been voting for practically in unison back there. And then the Montana Democrats are basically in the same boat. But, yeah, it was kind of cool. Obviously, the congressional baseball game, you know, Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise out of Louisiana, you know, he was here in Montana. And then 2 weeks later was back, you know, a few years ago when he was tragically shot by that crazy Bernie Sanders supporter who went to shoot up the Republicans practicing for the congressional baseball game. But I saw a great photo with Congressman Steve Scalise and Montana Congressman Troy Downing. Troy Downing was wearing the lucky number 47. So a great photo of him alongside Steve Scalise there at the congressional baseball game. Also had a photo with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. But anyway, I think Troy Downing is going to call in next hour of the show. So we'll look forward to catching up with him. This hour, we've got the phone lines open for you. For the entire hour, if you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, I need to go check those messages during the break here. But speaking of Congress and the L.A. riots, Nancy Pelosi busted in a major lie. I meant to talk about this yesterday on the show. Calling up the National Guard. Of course, the Democrats, who, just like they embraced the hundreds of riots and their summer of love in 2020, but then January 6th, all they want to talk about is January 6th. Well, Nancy Pelosi was just busted in a major January 6th lie. I'll start with that right after this.
It's June 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Red Rose Day. It's a time to enjoy America's favorite flower, which is in full bloom in June. A red rose signifies love. Each rose color sends a different meaning, so make sure you're sending the right message. On this day in 1987, Ronald Reagan challenges Mikhail Gorbachev, the leader of the Soviet Union.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Reagan delivering his Berlin Wall speech in West Berlin at the base of the Brandenburg Gate. Born on this day in 1929, Anne Frank, it's also the day she received a diary for her 13th birthday in 1942. She and her family hid from the Nazis before being discovered. Frank died at Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in 1982. The movie E.T., the extraterrestrial, from Steven Spielberg, a box office smash. I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I think we got a caller already on the phone lines here. If he's still with us on the phone lines, Steve in Valentine. Yeah, before I get to this Nancy Pelosi story here, let's get to your phone calls. 406-294-0970. Steve in Valentine, what's on your mind this morning? Thanks for the call.
Morning, Aaron. Oh, I wanted to hear David kind of vent, but I guess he's already left. But something that's been bothering me for a while, you know, all this woke stuff that they've been doing for the last few years, okay? And one thing stands to my mind, and they just dropped it. And I think the reason they dropped it is because of the transgender surgeries and stuff they've been doing. But if you remember, I don't know, been a few years ago, what, 3-4 years ago, that there wasn't the word woman. Remember what they wanted to call the woman? They wanted to call her a bleeder. Remember that?
Oh, they've and had all sorts of crazy terms that they've tried to use
so
to call women.
That because now they're using a woman. Like you just said, that one gal says, I'm a woman. I mean, why did they change? I mean, they were going that one direction, and all I can say is it wasn't appropriate for their surgery procedures, I guess. Is that right?
That's a really good point. Okay, Steve, thanks for the call. This is actually a really great point here that Steve is making, as usual. So for those who missed it, Democrat Congresswoman Linda Sanchez. So she was trying to lecture Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent yesterday on Capitol Hill. And I thought I had the audio clip, but it's not the right one, or I would play it for you here. So she starts lecturing him. He wants to respond. He tries to respond. She starts telling him, no, it's my time. You don't get to talk, you know. And so she wants to just sit there and lecture him and not give him the ability to respond. And then finally she says, you're just interrupting me because I'm a woman. And you can hear the groans throughout the chamber where everybody's just like, oh, come on. Oh, yeah, sure. It's because you're a woman. Yeah, right. Give me a break. And so, but really good point that Stephen Valentine has there is like, okay, so Democrats want to hide behind terms like, well, I'm a woman or whatever. But these are the same Democrats that didn't even want you to use gender-specific pronouns. They wanted to come up with all these stupid, absurd names for women and mothers. They wanted to remove the whole terminology about men and women from even, like, the federal government's lexicon. Remember, you had the, I think it was Ketanji Brown Jackson, the far-left Supreme Court justice, and she was asked to define, you know, what is a woman? And she wouldn't do it. She refused to do it. She told them, well, I'm not a biologist. Oh, but when, you know, this Democrat congresswoman wants to lecture Scott Bessent and not give him the ability to respond, and then he tries to respond, and then she wants to hide behind being a woman as as these Democrats vote to allow men into girls' locker rooms, men into women's sports, and take away women's sports opportunities, yet they still want to hide behind being a woman and claim that they're victims. Yeah, no, great point, Steve. Thanks for the call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. All right, here you go. Nancy Pelosi. Greg Gutfeld had this on his program last night. So as the Democrats have been, you know, downplaying or outright cheerleading these rioters in Los Angeles and Chicago and elsewhere across the country, listen to this bogus claim that was just made by former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Fellow Dems are marching behind him with bricks in hand. Nancy compared Trump's decision to, of course, Jan 6th.
In a bipartisan way, on January 6th, with violence against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol, we beg the President of the United States to send in the National Guard. He would not do it.
And then Greg Gutfeld, of course, had a pretty funny off-color joke in response to that one about Dylan Mulvaney. But I spared you from that one for this show today. Didn't want to do an earmuffs kids moment on this show. But yeah, she says, we begged President Trump for National Guard that day. We've got the records. We've got the receipts. We reported it live on the air that very week. It was Donald Trump who called for National Guard, 10,000 National Guard troops to be on hand for January 6th. It was Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi who refused those National Guard troops to be on hand. It was the Washington, D.C. mayor, also a Democrat, who rejected those additional National Guard troops, just like Democrat governors and Democrat mayors all across the country rejected offers from President Trump to call in the National Guard to stop the rioting in the streets during their so-called summer of love. In fact, this is Nancy Pelosi in her own words. Caroline Levitt shared this on X. This was Nancy Pelosi. Remember when they did a January 6th documentary? This is Nancy Pelosi basically saying that it was her responsibility, that she takes responsibility for the National Guard not being there.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff that should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
Well, there was not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having
them. This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What could really be done to address persistently high federal government deficits? Three economists with extensive experience in federal budgeting shared their collective wisdom in a new research paper. In the crossfire of misleading and combative budget debates now in full swing in Washington, their advice stands out as prescient and wise. Some of their points are obvious, but need to be said. Pro-growth policies can't and won't by themselves stabilize budget deficits, let alone shrink or reverse them. They come to this conclusion by studying seven different areas of policy in depth and considering their costs and benefits. It certainly helps to grow faster, but pretending that growth can stave off tax hikes and spending cuts to address growing deficits is just folly. Some growth policies hold more promise, especially those aimed at reducing regulation to spur investment or in using federal power to intervene to get infrastructure like electric transmission lines built. I'm Patrick Buck.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump is following through on a campaign promise, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says.
When the president spoke about his commitment to removing violent illegal criminals and anyone who has broken our nation's immigration laws.
Levitt says even as anti-ICE protests expand the cities across the country, the administration is not changing policy.
The Trump administration is going to continue the mass deportation effort that the president promised the American public.
Levitt says hundreds of undocumented migrants have been arrested in and around L.A., where protests turned violent this week. About 500 National Guard troops have been trained so far to accompany federal agents on immigration raids, a commander for the Guard told the Associated Press. All troops deployed to protest, he says, are undergoing several days of training to deal with civil unrest and legal requirements. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so hopefully you could hear the very last few seconds of that audio clip. Well, just in case you didn't, let me pull it up here again, just in case you didn't hear it. Nancy Pelosi, in that January 6th documentary, makes it clear that she is the one who is responsible for Capitol security. She is the one who rejected additional National Guard resources to have the security on hand that you would need for any major event like a day like January 6th.
Well, there's not a question about it, but they don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
There you go. I take responsibility for them not having more. But that's because she knows that she is the one who is responsible for Capitol security. She was Speaker of the House at the time. And so this week she is straight up lying. The Democrats are opposing President Trump sending in the National Guard to stop these American cities from being burned down and to allow our incredible men and women and our ICE agents to do their job to get these criminal illegal aliens out of this country. And the Democrats don't want the National Guard to go in because they don't want ICE to be able to get these illegal aliens out of this country. And so now she's straight up lying about it. Straight up lying about it. In fact, I shared this on X a couple of days ago. Chief Stephen Sund, S-U-N-D. He is the, well, let me pull up his bio on X here. He's a 30-year law enforcement veteran, former chief of police for the United States Capitol Police. He said this, because it was earlier this week when Nancy Pelosi claimed that on January 6th, she says, "We begged the president to send in the National Guard." The president offered up the National Guard already long before, you know, days before that. The memos were out. TheFederalist.com that very week of January 6th was already reporting on how. In fact, Dennis Prager wrote a piece probably the day after, maybe even the day of January 6th, where he called it the Reichstag fire, where the Democrats allowed this to happen so they could capitalize on it. Didn't turn out too well for them in the long run, did it? The Democrats allowed it to happen so they could capitalize off of it. So here's Chief Stephen Sund, who was the chief of the Capitol Police. He says, "Fact, I made 11 urgent calls requesting National Guard support on January 6th, starting at 12:58 p.m. Approval was withheld for 71 minutes by the House Sergeant at Arms, who reported directly to Speaker Pelosi. She caused critical delays and now is shifting blame to President Trump for failures that she helped create. The record is clear." He was the chief of police for the Capitol Police at the time. But even some of you probably have never even heard that audio because, you know, you're not going to see that on the follow the liberal scripts TV stations and some of the other local outlets, much less, of course, many of the national outlets as well. They never want to tell you about that. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. A lot of people have been asking about, hey, what about these radical left protests and what are their plans for Montana? The Montana Chronicles, which is a relatively new Substack account covering Montana politics. Been doing some good work from what I've seen, though. They've got this headline, "Anti-Trump protests to hit 25 Montana cities backed by Soros-funded groups. Places around Montana are set to participate in the nationwide No Kings protest on Saturday. That's what they're calling this, the No Kings protest on Saturday. You know, if they really don't want kings and monarchs or tyrants in Montana or in America, maybe they should take their No Kings protest to the Montana Supreme Court. Really, what their No Kings protest should be called is no borders, no country, because that's what they're calling for with these Soros-funded groups. All right, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Bill in Billings on the phone lines. Bill, what's going on?
Well, a little change of pace back to some man-caused global warming. Yesterday's Gazette had an article, man-caused global warming and our health, and it's by, I should have known something was up. It's by Robert and Lori Byron. They are physicians on the board of the Montana Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. Here's what they say man-caused global warming is causing. Forest fires, loss of agriculture, we're all going to starve to death. Strokes and heart attacks. Unemployment, it's too hot to work outdoors. Birth defects, floods and droughts. And they say because of all this, anxiety and depression and suicide are just on a huge upswing. Well, these stupid doctors, it's their fault. They write articles like this, and people read it, and you don't think they're going to get anxious or be suicidal after reading this crap?
Anyway,
and, of course, they offer
scare the pants off of people.
Not one bit of science in it. They just say the science is settled. No argument anymore. These people, if they keep doing this, we're going to have kids jumping off the rims here in Billings pretty quick.
My goodness. That reminds me, I was in Colstrip. Was this? Yeah, it was last year. We went out to Colstrip when I think Governor Gianforte and Senator Daines held a roundtable discussion out there at Colstrip because they, unlike the Democrats, were fighting to save the union jobs in Colstrip. They were fighting to save, you know, the mine, the power plant, and more. And thanks to President Donald J. Trump, we just got some big news on that front. You know, where basically President Trump has now overturned the so-called Clean Power Plan, which was really just the communist Chinese power plan, and he's reverse the MATS standards. All of these rules that were designed by Biden and Tester to kill Colstrip have now been reversed by President Trump. But when I was out there, we did a great event. I was, you know, doing these Americans for Prosperity Montana events, so we'd set up at restaurants and cafes. And the apparently one of the doctors out in Colstrip really loved being in Colstrip instead of being in, you know, the bigger city of Billings. Because, you know, the air was cleaner out there. You had a nice golf course. It was a smaller town, so you didn't get all the traffic and everything. And it was just kind of a funny story that somebody had shared with me. Because, yeah, then you get these liberal doctors pushing their partisan agenda by claiming that somehow, you know, Colstrip is bad for your health.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, don't do any yard work today because I don't want you dropping over dead from this nasty heat problem. So you have a good day.
I'm going to tell my wife. I'm going to be like, yeah, hey, you know, I had all these things I was going to do today. But, you know, yeah, Bill and Billings said, hey, climate change, you know, I can't do any of that stuff on the honey-do list. That climate change, man, I'll tell you what. I don't know if that excuse would fly, Bill, but I appreciate you trying to help a brother out. 406-294-0970 is the number for you, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Yeah, in fact, speaking of the messages on the Montana Talks app, I think that was one of them where somebody was asking about those protests that are planned on Saturday by these George Soros-connected radical left-wing groups. Speaking of Saturday, though, Saturday, of course, they're going to have this incredible military parade celebrating our great United States military. That's taking place on Saturday. Saturday is also, you know, June 14th. It's Flag Day. Hank in Bozeman sent this message. June 14th is the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. It's also the Army Infantry's 250th birthday. Oh, hail, oh, infantry, right, Hank? Anyway, Hank added this. For many years, great thinkers have said we don't need the infantry. We can use air power or robots or drones. But I am reminded of what T.R. Fehrenbach said. Quote, you may fly over a land forever, you may bomb it, atomize it, pulverize it, and wipe it clean of life, but if you desire to defend it, protect it, and keep it for civilization, you must do it on the ground, the way the Roman legions did, by putting your young men into the mud. God bless the United States Infantry. Hank and Bozeman, thanks for that message. That reminds me, I wrote a piece for Infantry Magazine. Back as our unit was redeploying from Ramadi, Iraq, back in the summer of 2006. And, you know, I interviewed a number of our, soldiers and some leadership as well. And my company commander in Ramadi, what an incredible company commander he was, what a great guy he is. And he had a quote on that same front. You know, he said, look, you can have, you know, all the F-18 air support, you can have all the up-armored Humvees, you can have all this technology, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the guy on the ground to get the mission done, to get the job done for our country. And so he obviously said it better than I just recalled it. But, I think that got published in Infantry Magazine back in the summer of 2006. So, yeah, and those guys, those incredible men from from the Mountain Infantry in Vermont and the Mechanized Infantry in Pennsylvania, that was 20 years ago this year that they all, had deployed to what was the Wild West of Iraq at the time, Ramadi, Iraq. All right, let's see. We might have. I just got a note. Dan Bruner, former FBI Hispanic gang expert. Retired FBI special agent. He lives in Bozeman. Looks like he may be able to call in. We were going to try to get him on the show yesterday, but looks like he is available today, maybe even right now. So stand by. But he was on Fox News. He lives in Bozeman. He was on Fox News weighing in on the L.A. riots and the attacks against law enforcement. So I think he'll be with us next. Stand by. Hi.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Linda in Shepherd, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, I know what's going on Saturday. I was just kind of curious if Billings is going to be prepared for these protesters if they happen to be here.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I wonder if law enforcement what they're hearing in terms of how big they expect these protests to be here this Saturday. Because I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, we've already seen these far left protesters with their indivisible or whatever they call this group, these Soros connected groups. I mean, they've already been staging these events. You had the pro illegal alien protesters in front of the Metro a while back. But I think that if I was in law enforcement, the concern that I would have all across Montana is that these are being so well coordinated, and they're doing this in the big cities now that it's like they're trying to recreate what they did with the BLM riots and protests back in 2020. And so is that kind of your concern there, is that the way you see the left ramping up, that they may start to get out of hand, even here locally in Montana?
Actually, yes. And from the information that I'm receiving, I have a feeling that Trump is going to call for martial law. I'm not sure on that, but I sure did get an inkling that that's going to happen. And I'm not even sure if ICE is here in Billings. I thought it was kind of interesting. Last week I was having lunch in my car, and I happened to see, I'm going to say, at least 10 illegals get off that bus over there and walk in front of the store. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, no, there's been a lot of illegal aliens that have been rounded up, not just in Billings, but across the state as well. But yeah, like, I know when I caught up with a state district judge, Ashley Harada, she said, yeah, now she's, you know, before when the Biden regime was in office, if she had illegal aliens come through her court and then get sentenced or whatever the ruling was, she would release them to federal law enforcement. But then, of course, it was likely that the Biden regime would just put these people back out on the streets, right? Whereas now, Trump, she said she sees these illegal aliens and she knows they're being deported and they're being shipped out. Or if they're not being actually put behind bars, you know, to stay behind bars. So, but yeah, you know, when we look back, I mean, the question is Montana prepared for these protesters potentially, you know, escalating into full-blown rioting or causing other... I think we've always got to be on the alert, right? If we look back at 2020 and what happened then, I mean, we had all the BLM protests and everything going on then. And I think because Montana was so prepared, I mean, I remember going, I mean, Missoula, remember when the Democrats in Missoula and the media, they were complaining, well, all these people with guns, you know, are there, they're there at the courthouse or they're in downtown Missoula. And I saw the same thing in Billings. You had a lot of, you know, freedom loving Americans that said, hey, you're not going to destroy our cities. You're not going to destroy our towns like you've been doing in Minneapolis and elsewhere. So there were a lot of good guys with guns that were out there to make sure that the protesters didn't get out of hand. And they helped keep things peaceful, as did law enforcement. So I hope that the message has gone out that Montana is not the state to mess with on that front. But we've got to stay vigilant. And then the other thing I would add is don't fall for the Antifa-style antics. Antifa's goal is to do everything they can to poke you, to prod you, to spit at you, to try to provoke a response. They want you to do what they do. They want you to get violent. They want to provoke a response in order to help their cause. So don't do what they want you to do, because they will try to provoke you. We saw some instances of that in the Flathead, for example. All right, we do now have Dan Bruner on the phone lines with us. Dan Bruner, retired FBI agent, FBI Hispanic gang expert, now lives in Bozeman. Yeah, Dan, I saw you on Fox News the other day talking about the L.A. riots and more. So I thought, man, we got to get Dan back on the show here. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me back on. Always glad to join you on the show.
Yeah. What's your read on these L.A. riots? I mean, from the political standpoint, which we've been covering it, it's pretty blatantly obvious what's going on here. You've got, you know, so many in the media and in the Democrat Party downplaying the violence and the riots that are actually occurring. But the other outrageous thing is just these outright deliberate attacks on our law enforcement. Frankly, I'm surprised that we are as restrained as we are. When you've got bricks flying through the windows at federal law enforcement, it's the restraint is remarkable.
Agreed. I think that what I wrote about in my tech article a few weeks ago, I think I sent it, you saw it, was that the increased, anger towards these, you know, federal officials, federal agents who are just doing their job, you know, getting these bad people, getting these bad elements off the streets, and a lot of these agents are wearing masks. Because why? And people think that they're using it for these nefarious reasons, or because, and there have been clearly people who are saying, oh, these are KKK members or they're January Sixers that have been just given a badge. These are good people who've been vetted and went through the process, were trained properly. But you know why they're wearing masks? Because they need to protect their families. They're getting doxxed. They're getting identified via videos. I know, in, you know, personal individuals who are getting their faces put out on the internet. And there's people who are hiding the laptop behind the screen, and they identify these agents, and they identify where they live, where their families live, where their kids go to school, where their, you know, their education, where their church is, and they're creating a nuisance to their family. Listen, I worked the streets in New Jersey for 20 years, chasing the worst of the worst, the gang members. I knew that they weren't going to come after me. I didn't have a problem that if I had a confrontation, it was against me. now that in the 21st century, but removing an environment where the internet is the can reach across the world from anywhere else on the planet, you can reach out and literally ruin somebody's life just because you don't have the same opinion. And I understand that there are a lot out there who have political opinions. Great. I understand that. There's no reason to go after the family. Hakeem Jeffries had a very, very, horrible statement in front of his the press corps saying that they identify these members of ICE. They will unmask them. And no, you won't, because there's no need. There's no requirement. Federal law enforcement, you do have to, are required to wear a mask.
I think your cell phone is
different for state and local law enforcement.
I think your cell phone's breaking up just a little bit on us there, Dan. I don't know if it's maybe just a bad connection, if we want to have you call back in or not, but still, you definitely can hear the gist of what you're saying. But yeah, cell phone coverage, even the Gallatin Valley can be a challenge at times, that's for sure. Let me see. It sounds like it's coming back in better right now. But yeah, no, I even saw on the Montana Politics hashtag here in Montana, some of the Democrats there were demanding that these ICE agents remove their face coverings and show their face. And it's like, it's not just the concern about being targeted and doxxed by lone wolf crazies. We've got terrorists on our soil. We've got, Hamas operatives, Hezbollah operatives. We've got the Mexican drug cartels helping to coordinate some of these riots. And so that's who you want to expose these people to? It's insane.
Well, you understand, and everybody's talking about how ICE agents step in. But here's the thing is, every federal agency is assisting in the deportation. So you've got FBI, DEA, ATF, IRS agents are also being included. Department, all federal agencies are assisting. So we're not just talking about ICE officials who are protecting our families. We are talking FBI officials, FBI agents. A lot of my counterparts, a lot of my coworkers who are still in New Jersey working these cases, they're wearing masks because they want to protect their families. It's not just about their own identity. A lot of these were very sensitive cases. FBI agents are typically, most agents, almost all agents, have secret, what's called TSSCI. Top secret compartmentalized information, which means they have access to very, very vital information. So most of your career as an FBI agent, you go through your career never really telling people who you work for. There's nothing in the movies where it says that we're all secret.
And then some of these guys are undercover agents, I'd imagine,
CIA
as well.
Operatives, running around these streets.
Yeah, and many of these men and women are probably undercover agents as well, so it could expose their undercover operations or sources, things like that as well. All right, Dan, yeah, your cell phone was breaking up a little bit on us there, but either way, we definitely heard the message loud and clear, even if the transmission was a little broken. Dan Bruner, thanks for your time. Greatly appreciate it. Got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. Goose in Anaconda, we'll get to your phone call here right after this, if you can stick with us.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He's bringing back manufacturing that Obama said would never come back, and Biden said would never come back, can't come back, and they never tried to bring back. I mean, we're now going to manufacture our own pharmaceuticals, our own semiconductor chips. We're bringing back automobile manufacturing. That's going to be, massive for American workers. The Republican Party needs to be the party of working men and women. That represents the majority of Americans, the people that get up every day, work their 12, 14, 16 hours, raise their kids, take them to their sports, feed them, study with them, go to, crash and go to bed, get up and do it all over again, take the kids to church on Sunday.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times. Remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD, or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Country. I'm Michelle Polino. Dustin Lynch dropped a new song titled Easy to Love. Lynch kicked off summer with several appearances at CMA Fest. This year, CMA Fest will be hosted by Cody Johnson and Ashley McBride. The four-day event in downtown Nashville will air on ABC June 26th. Post Malone is bringing his signature style to Broadway with a new Nashville venue. The multi-platinum artist has teamed up with TC Restaurant Group, a major player in Music City's hospitality scene, to open a 26,000-square-foot spot at 305 Broadway, the former home of Tequila Cowboy. The venue promises to merge classic honky-tonk aesthetic with Malone's genre-defying vibes. TC Restaurant Group has a proven track record, having launched successful downtown concepts for country stars Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, and Lainey Wilson. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show, and then we'll have more time to take some more of your phone calls later on in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Plus, we'll catch up with Congressman Troy Downing from the Eastern Congressional District. He was in the congressional baseball game last night, but we got a lot of Montana energy news to get to as well. Back to Goose and Anaconda on the phone lines here. We had Linda in Shepherd call in a few minutes ago, and she said she thinks President Trump will declare martial law as a result of these riots. Goose and Anaconda, what do you think? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's pretty quite simple, man. It all comes down to Soros. He's got like 900 different entities and corporations and whatnot. And he, you know, he's got two sons. Everybody talks about Alexander Soros, but he's also got one called Jonathan Soros. And he's the one that made all the open borders happen. They use these corporations like the foundations, like the Clinton Foundation and the Gates Foundation. And the open society, and they use our tax dollars by the millions and billions to support these riots and chaos. Yep. And they got a nickname for all these people. They're called useful idiots. They're either stupid, retarded, mentally handicapped, mental illness. I don't know what it is. They use the CIA-owned media to get these guys locked in a frenzy, and they're walking right into a trap to where now all these cities are starting to curfews. And yes, Linda was right. Martial law is right around the corner. We're not going to like martial law because when martial law happens, we lose all of our rights. So it's just a simple trap that we're all walking right into, and they're using all these stupid, useful idiots as their pawns to do it. And that's what it is. And I just don't understand why we can't expel Soros from America and his whole family.
It's crazy. Yeah, Rachel Campos Duffy. Goose, thanks for the call. Rachel Campos Duffy, she was on with Will Cain yesterday and outlined it's not just George Soros and, you know, Hans Wies and some of these guys. First off, I disagree. I don't think President Trump will declare martial law. President Trump is standing up for our rights as Americans, not trampling them. But Rachel Campos Duffy outlined who else is funding these rioters.
Yeah, this is all part of that revolutionary Marxist ecosystem, right? So you're right. You pointed to some of the people. You have Soros, you have Rockefeller Foundation, you have SEIU, the labor unions, you have a lot of really wealthy, unhappy liberal heiresses who are also funding this. But you also have the teachers union, and that's a really important component that people don't talk enough about. We know Randy Weingarten is behind this. She's also behind the No Kings protest that we're going to see on Saturday because of the parade, the military parade that's going to be happening there. Why is she important? Because so many of the activists that you see on the streets, these are the very, the Latino ones at least, a lot of them are the really ungrateful children of immigrants who come to America, legal and illegal, working hard, trying to get the American dream. And what happens? They have to send their kids to school and they end up in the LA county, you know, the LA district, the LA school district. And that school district is not about educating. That district is, and that entire system is about creating little Marxist communist activists. And those.
That's a great point that she's making there. Basically, you've got the radical left wing teachers union teaching kids to hate America. And we wonder why this is happening in the streets of America. Tell you what, another great reason to live right here in Montana. You know, we've been talking about Visit Montana, and we've got our radio listener giveaway. It's been fun to talk about this. You know, this week we're highlighting Southwest Montana and some travel opportunities in Southwest Montana. This week you get a chance to win a Virginia City getaway, one night at the Fairweather Inn, two adult tickets to a performance at the Opera House, two adult fire truck tour rides, and a $50 gift certificate to Cousins Candy Shop. But yeah, you know, just some fun facts about Southwest Montana. Deer Lodge is the second oldest city in the state. Southwest Montana has 22 mountain ranges. So a lot of incredible history in Southwest Montana. To get a chance to win this week's giveaway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway for your chance to win that Virginia City getaway package. All right, back right after this. Hi. If you missed Wednesday's Montana Talks, we got exclusive information that you didn't hear anywhere else about Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to Butte and Dillon. Yeah, great phone call from State Auditor James Brown, a Dillon, Montana kid, of course. Plus, we heard from Senator Steve Daines. What do we got coming up Thursday? Congressman Troy Downing checks in. Time to take your phone calls and much more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here.